Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grant. I'm joined today by Darla Heath. She's from Meadows Communities in Shenoa. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. She's also joined by John Young with the Young Dance. Also, good morning.
Good morning.
And Christopher Phelps. He's with Christo's in Lexington. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an interesting group here. So, Darla, tell me what you guys all are doing.
Well, we're really delighted to partner with Christo's and Young Dance for our first wine tasting and dance that we're going to be holding in Lexington. So it's a little bit different that we're doing a fundraising event off campus, but we want to meet the people of Lexington and provide them with a really great experience. And when the idea came about, we thought this was just really a good pairing with the three of us to provide something fun and elegant in Lexington. And we're going to hold this event on Saturday, August 26th. And it's somewhat of an all-day event. We'll talk a little bit about the times later, but at the Lexington Community Center on Main Street in Lexington.
Okay, so when does the day start and with what events?
Well, we're going to have several dances throughout the morning and into the afternoon, and then a little bit of a break and the wine tasting and more dancing. So I'll give John a chance to talk about the dance lessons because he's the instructor.
Absolutely.
And he's a great instructor. And I do want to say before I hand it off, he makes everyone who's taking the lessons feel very comfortable, and he makes it a lot of fun.
That's important. So, yeah, tell us what you're doing in different times when, because there's a lot of different dancing happening that day.
Yeah, but, I mean, the idea is to have an opportunity for kids and adults alike to just learn the basic skills.
Okay.
So our first one will start at 11 o'clock for kids ages 5 to 16, and we're going to teach them the basics of waltz and East Coast swing.
Wow.
The main thing really is to give kids out of the house and off their phones and off the iPads. So our idea is to teach them the very basic stuff that hopefully they'll use when they get older, when they get married. That way they have some skills already ahead for when they grow up. And then after that, we're going to do a 12:30. We're going to do a West Coast swing, which is my personal favorite one because I am a competitor in that nationally. And that is actually music of today's hits artists like Ed Sheeran, Charlie Puth, things like that. So we give you the basics that when you go to a wedding, you hear all the fast stuff. You don't have to look like, yay, we're going to actually dance on the floor.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to take another little break from that. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to do a ballroom and Latin. Now, this is actually really good for people who actually just got engaged because we're going to teach you the basic styles that you hear from mostly the first dances, either for the bride and groom, the mother-daughter, you know, father-son, you know, things like that. So the main thing is that we're going to teach you waltz, foxtrot, and rumba.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so cool. So then, is that it for you then, or are there other dance components to the day?
Well, we're going to do another little break, and we're going to actually go into the standard crunchy line dancing. We have a guest instructor coming in that day to help us out. She's very talented. She's looking forward to this. And I think for everybody, it's just a great way of like exercise, as well as learning, you know, some crunchy line dancing that we haven't seen in a while as well. So then after that, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to move over to the fun part of our night, I think.
Oh, the wine tasting, right? And that would be with you, Christopher, with Christos in Lexington. So what are you guys doing there?
We will actually be featuring 8 different wines. We'll be doing 4 reds and 4 whites, and it's really an opportunity for folks to taste some wines that maybe they haven't tasted in the past. And if they're interested, they can certainly purchase a bottle of it while they're there.
Absolutely. This sounds like a really well-rounded day for you guys, doesn't it? I'm just listening to all this, and it sounds like so much fun, really. So you two, John and Christopher, what turned you on the most about doing this as a help to Meadows for some fundraising?
I think when it was sold to me, it was really more about a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. They talked about creating friends within the Lexington community, folks that may not know the services that they offer and what's available for, mm-hmm. for those folks. And so that, I think, is really where Christos came into it.
Very good. How about you, John?
In the past, we've actually done some social dances at the facilities. We actually have gone out there and actually perform for the residents there just to remind them of the days. They remember the music of the 20s and the 50s and the 60s and things like that. And, you know, the other good thing about dancing is that it's great exercise. And there are a ton of TV shows on there today that feel like, I wish I could do that. Yes, you can do that. Okay. You know, and the other trick is also to have men say, honey, I owe you one. We're going to come out and take a dance lesson.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so Darla, we're back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people get tickets for this? And what's the information for the tickets? How much does it cost to be a part of this?
Well, all of the dances that are going on in the afternoon that John spoke about, each lesson is $5 per person, so very reasonably priced on that. And for the wine tasting, for the sampling from the 8, they would pick 4. That's $20 per person, and then an additional 5 for the evening dance, which includes the lessons that John's going to give for about 45 minutes mm-hmm. before things get started, and then the dance will go until about 10 or 10:30. And so we're hoping that people come to the wine tasting and stay for the lesson and the dance. We're going to have tables and chairs around so people can come and watch if they want to. Mm-hmm. If they're not able to participate, I know we have quite a group of people, residents from independent living, that like to come out and watch the dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When we had this at Meadows last October, we had quite a few of them that had just enjoyed the music and watching what was going on. We're also going to offer complimentary cheese and crackers and chocolates for people throughout the evening. We'll have some bottled water also. So I think it's just going to be a really fun, kind of family-oriented event. People can purchase tickets in advance at Christo's, at Meadows Mennonite in Shenoa, at Meadows at Mercy Creek in Normal, the Shenoa Pharmacy, or at the door that evening.
Very good. So date, time, and place one more time,
date,
please.
Date, time, and place, Saturday, August 26th, and this will be at the Lexington Community Center at 207 West Main Street in Lexington. And the first lessons begin at 11, but the nice thing about this, too, is kind of like a menu of options that
yes.
people can choose from. So maybe you want to bring your kids at 11 for the kids' ballroom dance and then come back at 5 for wine tasting and stay for the dancing. So there are lots of different options available for people, and we just hope that we're going to meet a big group of folks from Lexington and the surrounding area and get a chance to tell them about what we do at Meadows for those with dementia and in need of skilled care.
Very good. We've been speaking with Darla Heath, John Young, and Christopher Phelps. They were here to talk about the wine tasting and dance lessons happening as a fundraiser for Meadows Community. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.